fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 9th day of November, year of our Lord, 2023. As we begin live broadcasting here at Republic Broadcasting, as we do Monday through Friday with the John Moore Show, and we begin live broadcasting with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip today is to go backpacking. That means not camping out of a SUV or truck or car full of all the fun stuff. No, walk a couple of miles at least with everything you need on your back. That's backpacking. You'll learn a lot about yourself. You'll learn a lot about your equipment. You'll learn what you need. You'll learn what you don't need. We pass you Wayne Green and my friend Kirk Finney. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution. His company manufactures a complete line of water filters, and we have a special going that ends at midnight tomorrow. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about you?
Great. I enjoyed watching you on the Hagman Show on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll be with Mike Adams this afternoon. Of course, he may not rebroadcast it until, well, we don't know when. He usually tapes things a week or so in advance. But I'll be taping a show with Mike at 1 o'clock today. We had two things last night. A presidential debate, which probably got the lowest numbers of any they've had so far, and a really good-sized Donald Trump rally at the same time, didn't we?
Very, very interesting. Where was the Trump Valley?
Hialeah, Florida.
Oh, wow. Must have been well attended.
Oh, it was. It was a stadium full of people. Typically, I don't know about this rally, but typically these rallies have standing rooms only. They put up big screens on the parking lot so the people who can't get in the stadium have a place that they can watch it. And I don't know what the numbers were there, but typically they're fantastic numbers.
And wasn't the Republican event, the debate, also in Miami? I think it was, wasn't it?
It probably was in Florida. Was it Miami? I don't know. I don't know what town.
He just loves to stick it to people, doesn't he? Anywhere he can, it's great.
Well, Trump has very good sense about what works and what doesn't work. And he has very good sense about that. And I don't know why these men and women, there's one woman, Nikki Haley, I think, are even continuing to run for president. Their numbers are pitiful. I don't know why donors are continuing to send them money, but they are. But I watched most of the Trump rally last night, and it was typical Trump style, where he talked about the good things he did and had the audience in the palm of his hand, quite literally.
I bet.
I didn't watch the entire rally. He did not bring up his continuing, at least while I was watching it, he may have at some point, his pride in Operation Warp Speed,
right,
which formed the basis for the COVID vaccination being distributed nationwide and killing, we don't know how many, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. I'll be talking to the former coroner of Crawford County before the day's over today about these matters, and I'll be asking him to look into whether he can start determining whether people that have died and had the vaccination are still putting out a MAC address. He's a great guy. He was a coroner for more than 20 years in Crawford County. Very smart guy. And he runs a funeral home. So I'll be catching up with him. We've talked several times before. He keeps his ivermectin in his desk, real handy to use whenever he needs it. So that'll be something I'll be looking into. And we continue to see the war in Israel spinning wildly out of control. I don't know if you heard Monday's show, Kirk, but Sam announced publicly that his friends that are active duty Navy SEALs are telling him we now have, on the 9th day of November 2023, active duty Navy SEALs on the ground in combat in Israel. I asked him specifically, are they here for training and advisory purposes? He says, no, they're there, they're in combat. We don't know the mission statement. Hopefully they're to rescue Americans that are held hostage. I don't know, but that would be the most legitimate use for American SEALs in that country there. The war has entered its second month in Israel, hasn't it?
It's incredible to me what's going on over there. And, you know, yay or nay, you know, support Israel or not. We've got people starving, you know, all over America. We've got cities that are in desperate need of rehab, not only drug-wise, but construction-wise. And all this money is being sent and spent and time talking about it. And it just, I hate it. I wish there was some way to turn it all around. I don't know what that would be. You know, man has been killing man since the dawn of time. And I guess it's a very effective way, you know, for governments to ensure that the people are in contention, you know, with one another, and that excess monies get spent and thrown around, which I'm sure they find a way to, you know, scarf off their share. I bet there's a lot of that going on. And
well, the money spending authority for the U.S. government is in Article 1, Section 8. And there's no authority to spend money on Americans that are hungry. That doesn't exist. It can't be done legally.
Well, I think that there certainly could be plenty of ways, you know, to reinforce local programs. It could be done at the state level or the local level. If people
State money and local. You're right. State money and local money. But there's no way to spend federal money.
Well, sure. Well,
feed hungry Americans.
They spend money every day, John, to the tune of trillions in red. For things that they're not authorized to do by the Constitution. So I'm not sure that we're currently operating, you know, under those parameters anymore. I wish we were. I think we could be, but I don't think it's going to happen without some turmoil attached to it. And I for one, you know, would like to see us get going with the show, because I don't see this getting any better anytime sooner. I think Alex was right, you know, 20 years ago when we started talking about the info wars. I never quite understood it. I mean, I grew up in military intelligence, as you did, certainly understand propaganda and all that. Didn't understand how deep it ran. And the fact is the levels of deception are so deep that I think it would cause a lot of people to really rethink, you know, their positioning in their life if they knew the truth of it. And I find it incredible that the masses are so uninformed of what's going on to buy into this whole thing time after time after time. It's like the dogs going back to the vomit, you know, continuously. I mean, it's terrible.
You're shocked at the ignorance of Americans?
I'm shocked at the level of deceit that's propagated by those that we've entrusted, you know, to help make decisions for us. And I think that whether it's a democracy or communism or socialism or any of these isms, I think one of the biggest isms that we have to contend with is scientism, you know, which is the belief that if you know, PhD educated doctors all agree on something, that this must be the truth. And I don't know that anything could be further from it, you know, based on what I read and see. But hey, listen, we're on a mission. We want to inform people. We want to let people know that they need to think, you know, critically about what's going on and take in as much info as they can, you know, to make that critical decision, because there's a lot of great info. Thank God for the alternate media. I think I would go crazy if I didn't get a chance to at least feel, you know, part of some group that's trying and attempting, you know, to make a difference. You know, what the final motivations are going to be, I don't know. But to me, it's just scary. I mean, now it looks like they're going to go after Biden, you know, with these indictments. I mean, if that guy sits on the stand in front of any group of people asking questions, I think it's going to lead to a lot of unrest. And, you know, I just hope it doesn't wind up with Kamala Harris.
Well, which guy? You know, the man who delivered a State of the Union address before the joint session of Congress in January is not the former Senator Joe Biden. Easy to tell. The real Joe Biden has a detached earlobe. The fake Joe Biden that gave the State of the Union address last January had an attached right earlobe. So which Joe Biden would be taking the witness stand? But going back to something you said earlier, U.S. Congress has not authorized any money to be spent on Israel yet. They would like to, some would. Others would like to see it attached to shutting down the border before any money is authorized for Israel. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, looks like we got a caller here, Kirk. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
On air, John. Go ahead.
Okay. I sent an email to both to you and to Jeff Nyquist a couple of days ago. I tried to call yesterday. Got distracted away. But did you get that email? My question was about, and it is about the relationship currently between Vietnam and China. There was a couple of commentators in it that were saying that whether we were with that Vietnam was with the United States against China, and they said there was a blanket denial from both commentators, or in an interview and a commentator. Did you see that?
I didn't. No, I get 100 emails a day. I look at very few of them, John. But on one hand, on the other, I know more about the backstory, because that's my job in military intelligence, about Vietnam and its history. China has attempted to take over Vietnam for centuries, and all the leadership of Vietnam knows it. All the leadership of China knows it, and nothing's going to change that heartfelt distrust of the Vietnamese towards the Chinese, the animosity between the two ethnic groups, and so I'm not sure what the question is, other than my understanding is that the Vietnamese cannot and will not ever trust the Chinese.
But are they still working together with them on the level of spreading socialism or subverting the United States, possibly?
No, Vietnam is not concerned with subverting the United States. They're concerned with making money. That's not their priority. Their priority is Vietnam is a communist country on one hand, but there's a lot of capitalism taking place there. All kinds of manufacturing, the clothing industry is doing quite well in Vietnam. And they're not concerned with these international intrigues. They simply don't care.
All right, so there was something about the, you know, about the four no's of Vietnamese foreign policy, current Vietnamese foreign policy?
No, I don't.
But I should have written them down. They involve that they are not going to become. It's kind of a disengagement or not getting involved. I think it's kind of similar to the policy of no. They're not. They're trying to avoid foreign entanglements whenever possible.
Well, that's just smart on their part, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what are they. But also, there seems to be some effort. I don't know. There seems to be something that they are involved with American communists, because there was one that commentator, like Luna Oi. Have you ever seen her?
No. No.
You might want to see, if you ever get time, that is. It seems that there is on some level, the Vietnamese communists are involved with American communists, particularly in California. They're sending them. She's written a textbook, for educating or for disseminating. I don't know if it's in schools or in universities around, or passing out concerning. About Vietnam, the war, and everything, and current the state of Vietnamese socialism. And I've also seen from the other side something called the 2008 documentary called Ho Chi Minh, The Man and the Myth, which kind of tries to debunk his image, obviously. But it's in 2008, they said that. It was denouncing the current communist state about what it did it was sort of trying to expose the truth, or trying to hagiographize the situation.
Right. Well, John, I know you find this fascinating. Almost none of my audience finds it fascinating. So we're going to conclude this and move on. Thank you for your call, John. We're going to try to stick with things that are more relevant to what's going on with Americans here, Kirk, is what we're going to do. Moving on from there, it's become pretty obvious to anybody who's looking into it when it comes to the COVID vaccination clot shots that we've had a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. That's one of the things my Friday guest, Marie Lester, will be at an autopsy tomorrow, so she won't be with us. But we've had a 20% increase in all-cause mortality. What we've seen since 2020, Kirk, is manipulation of data. Lots of things can be manipulated, especially the cause of death. What cannot be manipulated is the death certificates themselves, that they exist. What's written on them can be manipulated, but the fact they exist can't be manipulated. So the insurance industry, which calculates their business being profitable on certain expectations about how long people will live and when they're going to die, is in absolute turmoil right now, because all their calculations have been turned upside down with something, Kirk, that's never, ever happened during any of the wars, the 1918 Spanish flu, which is a 20% increase in all-cause mortality, focused primarily on men and women between the ages of 15 and 45, which makes it even scarier, doesn't it, Kirk?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's an incredible statistic.
It's off the charts crazy incredible. Men and women who should be in the prime of their life, in the prime of their optimal health and well-being, are dying at an unacceptable rate. Of course, it's not all due to COVID. Clot shots. Fentanyl has a big role in this as well. We have a break. We get back from the break. We're going to find out about this special that Kirk has going for another day and a half or so. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
No phone, no lights, no overflow, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters, including the Ready Pure countertop. Tell us about the special that goes until midnight tomorrow, if you would, please, Kirk.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So we created a device about 8 years ago called the Ready Pure, which is a gravity-fed stainless steel filter that you can use to take any groundwater and convert that water into potable water. And we have an additional energy cartridge array that's available for that unit that will then take that clean water and turn it into alkaline antioxidant water, which further boosts its bioavailability in the body and has many other benefits. So that unit typically sells for $395. We always give a $100 discount to the John Moore listeners, so that takes the price down to $295. We're doing an early bird Black Friday special, which is going to end, I think, tomorrow evening. And you can actually get two free ceramic upper cartridges with that order as well. So that really takes the net price down to under $200 because you're getting an extra set of filters for free, which could carry out up to 2 to 3 years with the cartridges. So it's a great deal. We want everybody to take advantage of it. If you don't have one of these units, to be able to take groundwater or any water and turn it into potable water, you absolutely need to have a Ready Pure. We recommend one unit for every two people. So save that money, get those extra cartridges, order today while that sale is still going on. And there's a banner right on John's website at thelibertyman.com. You could also go to libertymanwater.com and access it there, or give us a call direct in the office if you have questions. We encourage you to do that. Our direct line is area code 336-525-1015. Again, 336-525-1015. Find out what energized water can do for you. Give us a call.
All right. Thank you. I'm so disappointed in President Trump. I was a big supporter of him. I was asked to take over the only PAC that had a brick-and-mortar office in 2016. And I agreed to do so, but the COVID knocked out that opportunity for everybody when it was shut down because of COVID lockdowns. But I was hoping that when Trump announced his running for president once again, that he would come clean about what really happened with COVID, with the Operation Warp Speed. He didn't, obviously. He still takes pride in it. He still advocates people get vaccinations. He does go so far as to say it's a matter of personal choice on one hand. On the other, you'd have to be a complete idiot to not know that these COVID vaccinations are poison, that they're killing people, and that they were meant to kill people. It's a shame that, at least for myself, I don't have a viable candidate that I can support. I like what most of what Robert Kennedy Jr. is saying. He has some incorrect positions, and as far as I'm concerned, on the Second Amendment and the environment. He's not going to be elected president. I'm sure he knows that. It's quite a quandary. So I'm focusing whatever energy I've got for political activism on state and local elections, United States senators, U.S. congressmen, local people that are running. Here in my county, it's not really not an issue. We had a bunch of great guys and gals that are conservative Christians running for office. There hasn't been a Republican in my county hold office for, I think, about 4 years now. The last one being a homosexual judge who eventually voted out of office. We're in a very unusual situation here politically. President Trump is throwing around the term World War III, as are many other men and women at that level of business and politics, candidates running for office. I never anticipated that World War III would be a political issue, but it's become that, hasn't it, Kirk?
Yeah, I find the whole thing incredible. You know, regarding President Trump, I sort of feel like, you know, in that movie Braveheart, where Mel Gibson is wounded on the field, having just realized that the man that he trusted, you know, the heir to the throne of Scotland, had turned against him and made a deal with the English king. I feel like that, you know, betrayed at that level. And it's just a shame. I like Donald Trump's ideas. I like what he stands for business-wise. Either he doesn't have a clue in this regard, or he's part of the problem, and I'm not sure which. I unfortunately believe he might be part of the problem and just be a stand-in, you know, created to play a certain specific role, like many of the politicians do. And yet, in the end, you know, the machine against us just continues to move forward. I'm not sure how long we can tolerate that. I don't know what level of evil it's going to take to wake up the average person. I think that most of the average good people are still asleep, and we need to wake up. That's what I think.
Absolutely. We got a break. Call number 512-248-8252.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. About a week ago, we posted a new photograph of myself at my website at thelibertyman.com. 20-year-old John Moore, out of high school, about 15, 16 months, standing in Vietnam, wearing my tiger stripe uniform, holding my Thompson submachine gun. I got bandoliers of machine gun ammunition draped over each shoulder. And an attitude. So anyway, you can check that out if you haven't yet. And of course, at my website, you'll find over 9 gigabytes of information that will help you achieve your goals of educating yourself, learning about the world we live in. The Energy Cleaner is on sale. We have a Veterans Day sale in effect right now on energy cleaners and mattress pads. That's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And if you want to participate in this sale, just place your order at my website. I do the sale price refund manually. And, of course, I have a toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk Finney, the proprietor of Water Revolution, manufacturing a complete line of water filters in the beautiful state of North Carolina, where I would have become a permanent resident, but the state legislature didn't see fit to give my year and a half residency at Fort Bragg count towards my being a resident in the state of North Carolina in order to get in-state tuition. And I couldn't afford the out-of-state tuition since the GI Bill was less than $200 a month at that time. So I may have been your neighbor if things had been different there.
You could have been a Tar Heel.
I could have been a Tar Heel. I would have been a great Tar Heel.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, for those that don't know, that energy cleaner is one heck of a device. I mean, I've got 5 or 6 different, you know, PEMF, you know, energy type devices like that. I think it's a great therapy. And what's so great about the energy cleaner is that it's already on your bed, you know, all the time. It's silent to operate. There's nothing to adjust. Mine just stays on continuously. It's powered by, you know, the D-cell batteries, which is fantastic. And it just does a great job. I mean, after just a few days, you know, sleeping with it, Kathy and I could tell a huge difference. And I'll tell you, John, that mattress pad that you had done is the best device in a mattress pad that I've ever seen. I've seen many of them. And so for those that are looking to get rid of their pain, I mean, that is the easiest, no effort, you know, no work way to do it. One of the reasons I love our energized water is because once you have one of our pieces of equipment installed, you simply have to drink water from your tap, you know, the way you do now. And you're getting all the benefits of that energized water, the increased absorption, the antioxidant input, the boost, you know, to the immune system. And the biggest feature, which I think is a very, very slow, steady detox, gentle on the body, unless you drink gallons of water. If you get one of our devices and you drink gallons out of the gate, you know, you're going to have an experience probably. But, you know, our American diet is so full of additives and gumming substances that create plaque, you know, in the body. And this just serves to accelerate, you know, all kinds of onset diseases. And drinking, you know, energized water is one of the best ways, I think, you know, to help prevent a lot of that issue. I mean, I've been drinking it now for going on 17 or 18 years through the various forms of equipment that we've had to produce it. Used to be a very expensive countertop electronic device that was between $3,000 and $4,000. And now we've got it down with Water Revolution to an under-counter device with total full-blown pumped purification combined with the alkaline antioxidant media. So you're getting a finished water that's very high in energy, you know, akin to what you would get from a fresh moving stream or even underneath a waterfall. And then, but yet the water is completely purified with an RO engine prior to that. So, I mean, and it's just out of sight, out of mind, comes with its own faucet. Just go and drink the water. I mean, the thing that I saw right away 17 years ago when I started drinking it was my children, who were young teenagers at the time, had almost completely given up the other beverages and kept going back, you know, to the tap for that energized water. And that's when I knew that we were onto something, because they didn't drink enough water, and most people don't. And this is a way to ensure that. So we're here to help you. Give us a call. And I tell you, the products, John, that you represent are second to none.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Kirk. You got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the new vaccine has fallen on its face. Enough people have woken up that Pfizer has lost billions of dollars by people not lining up to roll up their sleeves. I know any number of people who are expressing vaccine regret. There's a deputy sheriff I know. He went over together, we talk about this. He's spending a lot of time educating himself about what's going on. He hasn't said it, but I'm sure he's looking for some hope that he can overcome what he did to himself. I've seen various protocols put out in terms of people to detox, to be resistant to the spike shedding, and so forth. I don't know that any of them can be trusted or that they work. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I simply don't know. But it would be quite a quandary and quite a bad place to be, knowing that you volunteer to have poison shot into your arm, that one shot reduces your life expectancy by 7 years. The first booster, another 7 years on top of that. The second booster, another 7 years. Every time you take a clot shot or a booster, you reduce your life expectancy by 7 years. That's a pretty tough place to be when you find it out, isn't it, Kirk?
It is. I mean, it's a terrible set of circumstances. You know, thank goodness that, you know, God gave us a body that is fairly resilient and can spring back, you know, if it's given, you know, let all food, you know, be your medicine, that whole thing. I think that the natural medicine is tremendous, especially as a long-term preventative. You know, these vaccines have long been, you know, distrusted. I mean, we've had very little of it, you know, in our entire family in the last 20, 25 years. And it's just accelerated to the point where, you know, you have to wonder what the agenda really is. And if you do enough outside reading, you'll find out that there's no wondering about it. You know, they're looking to reduce this down. They want to have a much smaller population that they can more easily control. The advances in technology that have given us, you know, some entertainment value and some time-saving value are going to be tools that are used against us, and we're seeing that happen now more and more. This whole AI, you know, this onset artificial intelligence, which ultimately is going to be tied in, you know, with this D-wave computing, is going to manipulate us to a degree that most of us can't imagine. I mean, not only psychologically, but, you know, frequency-wise. You know, everything is frequencies. And that's why, you know, if you eat a lot of dead, lifeless, artificial food and drink a lot of synthetic, you know, chemicalized water, like what you buy in the grocery store, it's not going to lead to a good, healthy outcome. I mean, that's just no doubt about it. And, you know, we've never done any marketing in our company. It's always been by referral. We've got hundreds of health professionals that not only refer our water products, but actually use them on a daily basis in their practice to dispense water to their patients. And we've been doing that for 13 years now, you know, at Water Revolution. So, I mean, tens of thousands of people have been exposed to this water. Most people, after being on it for a period of time, you know, really can't live without it. I mean, we've created a number of portable devices like our Alcatrek for travel, or AlkaWands. You know, we were the first people in America to really promote that wand technology. It's been copied by 10 or 15 different companies. And unfortunately, nobody has our antioxidant media. Nobody does what we do the way that we do it. And we have phenomenal customer service. We care about you, and you're never going to be oversold. You're never going to be sold something that you can't use. If you call me and want to buy something expensive that we offer, if you don't need it, I'm going to tell you that. I mean, we're in it to represent to you, because that's the only way I know. You know, the only way I know to stay in business and move forward, no matter what the economic climate is to provide more to the people in terms of product and service than what they provide to you in money. And as soon as that doesn't happen, you know, you're going to have to rely on shenanigans and other tactics to keep things alive. And it just doesn't work out very well. And the other thing, too, which I think could be very important, we've had hundreds of people tell us over the last decade plus that this water has had a huge mental and emotional impact on them. And the reason for that is that the body is upwards of 75% water. It's over 90% water in the brain. And, you know, the water molecules are so tiny that based on molecular count, the body's over 99% water. So we are, for all intents and purposes, aqueous beings. And the type of water that you drink and continue to drink is very significant. So think about that this week. Take advantage of this ReadyPure special. you know, save what could be 50%, you know, on the normal price of the unit with the free filters added. Take advantage of that this weekend, and we're here for you. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Well, Kirk, I want to keep emphasizing for those that want to get something done at the state level that we need to have all 50 states go to paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct level. It's a big challenge. I know in Missouri we're moving towards that. I'll be making a recommendation that the Crawford County Republican Central Committee vote in favor of that. I'll be bringing it up at our next meeting and forward that recommendation to our state rep, our state senator, our U.S. congressmen, our U.S. senators, and encouraging other Republican central committees around the state. We have about 113 of them, that we all get behind this so that we can make it happen. What's been taking place, it's called the swing states, like Arizona, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Nevada, is unacceptable, where these machines can be and are manipulated and massaged to make them do whatever they want. And if they can't make them do what they want, they do what they simply did in Arizona. They shut them down, make them break, make it look like it was some kind of spontaneous thing, which, of course, it wasn't. If there's any hope at all of saving the republic, we have to have free and fair elections, no machines involved whatsoever. What do you think, Kirk?
I mean, that would be ideal. If we could make that happen, John, I think it would save us. You know, the problem is they're not going to let us do it. And you know, I wish they would. It would be wonderful, and it would make things so much easier. You know, it'd be nice to have election results the evening of the election without these fake stories and happenstance, you know, things. And what we saw in the last election was just ridiculous. I have serious doubts that they're going to let us go through with this next election. You know, think about this, John. If they ensure that the field are comprised of people that discuss everyone, then maybe people won't object if there isn't an election. I mean, it could be that bad, you know, based on what I'm seeing. It could be like a no interest event. I hope that isn't the case. But, you know, people have been trained. And now we've got the next onset crisis, you know, which could come from a variety of different doors, you know, that are ready to spring open. And there's a lot of balls in the air right now. And I don't know, you know, where we go from here. I'm with you, though. I think the paper elections are the way to go. And they always have
been. One day voting. I forgot to mention.
Yeah,
everything
absolutely
takes place in one day. And if you have to vote absentee, that means going to county courthouse in person, showing your ID. We have to have voter ID. Obviously, we have to have voter ID to the appropriate officials and voting in advance because you're going to be out of town or whatever it might be. All 50 states won't do that on one hand. On the other, it's not going to take 50 states to have free and fair elections at the national level. It'll take maybe 25 or 30 or so in order to ensure that we have a free and fair election. So whatever state you may live in, we have listeners in all 50 states. There's probably some initiative in your state, whatever state that may be, to have voter ID. You know, even third world countries have voter ID, and it's very racist to say that poor black people can't get voter ID, don't you think? I think it's racist.
Yeah, I think the whole issue is a little moot just because, you know, the voter ID is only going to be as valuable as the people that make the IDs, and we know who those people are. So I don't know. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to manipulate and create. You know, right now, it's like the driver's license, you know, which, of course, anybody, you know, even an illegal can get a driver's license. So I don't know. The voter ID would be a bigger step, but it also creates then, you know, an avenue for them to add other embellishments to that ID that may not be good. I don't know. I mean, I tell you, John, I doubt there's going to be a 24 election. I really do.
Well,
I just
a lot
think
of people, a lot of people, including my wife, feel there's not going to be an election
yeah.
in 12 months. It's I don't know that that's ever happened. We've been through, a civil war. We've been through two world wars. I don't know that a national election has ever been called off because of those kinds of crises. And I can't imagine what kind of crisis it would take to call off the national election. But I also can't say it's not possible. So I'm moving forward as if there's going to be a 2024 election.
Yes.
And I know in my county, whether it's World War III or not, we're going to have an election for local officials and state officials,
yes,
no matter what they do at the federal level.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
We're not going to be stopped by whatever is going on in the world, World War III or otherwise. We simply aren't going to do it. And let's see. We should have our last break right about now. I didn't hear any bump. Okay, maybe the bump will pop up here in a moment.
Coming up.
And it's coming up soon. There's our bump. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden. And Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. All right. Kirk, this hour has flown by. We cover a lot of territory, as we usually do. You've got about 3 minutes here, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week.
Yeah, the most important information is to really consider taking personal responsibility for what you eat and what you drink. I think it's going to become even more important moving forward than it is now. We see the food supply, you know, dumbing down, being artificially stimulated, which it has been for years. You know, other toxins. Goodness knows, you know, this latest gene therapy, you know, can easily be inserted into that food and even into the water supply. I think that anyone that runs their household without, you know, really good personal filtration and purification that they can monitor is missing the boat, you know, on their very important preparedness. Not only that, I know for a fact that if you start drinking water from some of our products, you'll actually be able to feel the difference. You know, hundreds of people every year tell me that. And, you know, I can count the time on half a hand that anybody in my family has been ill over the last 17, 18 years. And I contribute a lot of that, you know, to this water. So think about it. You know, give us a call. Never going to be easier or less expensive to buy a Ready Pure than it is now and get extra prepared with that free set of filters that come with it. So you'll get the unit with two sets of filters and our solid stainless steel billet spout that we have on that unit. Truly a rugged unit packaged in a box. The two housings, you know, fit together. Great to have an extra one on hand. And you can do that ends tomorrow night, I think at midnight, and get that free set of extra filters to have. So thanks a lot, John. Thanks for the opportunity. It's been great talking with you.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll have you back next Thursday.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. We got top of the hour break coming up here soon. We'll have Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us. I refer to Dr. Horowitz as a man with his brain on fire. He's not even sure how many books he's published. It's around 24 or 25. His book's available at Amazon.com. He probably has 24+ websites. We give out a few of them just to get people started with his work. He's taken on Pfizer in a lawsuit. We haven't got an update on that recently. Dr. Horowitz got married a couple months ago. He's a newlywed. His home was nearly destroyed by a hurricane a couple of years ago. He's in the process of rebuilding it. And he always has interesting new projects that he's working on. And we'll get caught up with Dr. Horowitz after the top of the hour break. So let's see. Top of the third hour, we'll have Brady with us. Brady is the production engineer at Liberator Rocket Heaters. I am the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture the highest quality wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. How about that? No smoke. You can safely burn pine and cedar because of the almost 100% combustion, 99.5%. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit
blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the